يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية فأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين.
قل نعم. مايك عندي له.
وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا وقال أيضا تعالى إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties He has given us. If we show gratitude towards Him, Allah will make increase in the bounties. La in shakartum la azidannakum. And if we show ungratitude, وَلَيْنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Then there are so many stories in the Quran where Allah has shown us that there were communities amongst you. Whenever a bounty was given to them and they did not show gratitude, Allah took it away. And the bounties which we have are enormous. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. They are uncountable. And from morning to evening, evening to morning, we are using those bounties. And one of the greatest bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is the deen of Islam. إِنَّ الدِّينَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If someone, he practices the deen of other communities, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. It will not be accepted. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And they will be in a total loss on the day of judgment. So the deen of Islam is a great bounty which Allah has given us, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has established the first masjid in Masjid Quba. This is something which is related to the deen of Islam. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. The masajid belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not belong to anyone. When Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam, he came in this world. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُدِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكٌ وَهُدَى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He needed somewhere to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asked him to construct the Baytullah. So the first house of Allah is the one which is in Bakka. Bakka means Makkah. The actual word is Bakka. And then the word was changed by pronouncing it to Makkah. So there are great virtues of the masajid. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he migrated to Medina and he stationed in the place of Quba, the first masjid he constructed in Quba. In Makkah there was Baytullah, but in Medina the first masjid was Cuba. And he stationed there for 14 days, and then he embarked on his journey to Medina, which is just nearby. And the first thing there also he constructed the Masjid an-Nabawi. He did not construct his house. He stayed in the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. When he entered Medina, every Ansari, people of Medina, they wanted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to stay in their house. But Allah had commanded the camel. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, wherever the camel will stop, that is the house where I will go and live. So it stopped at the place where the mihrab is. And just behind that wall was the house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he stationed, he started staying in the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then the construction of the masjid started. So for that, he needed a plot. So this plot where the masjid is constructed belonged to two orphans. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent Abu Bakr to inquire who are the guardians of these orphans. They were two brothers. So he approached the guardians and said that this plot is needed to construct a masjid. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wish is that he can construct the masjid on that plot. So if you can sell it, he's ready to pay the price. The guardian said, no, you can have it. We don't need the money. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent the answer that we cannot take the masjid free, the plot free of charge. In the coming generation, people will criticize that the Prophet took the land from the orphans. Look at the wisdom behind it. So it was purchased. But when it was purchased, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not have any money to pay it. So he asked Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to pay the amount. And later on, I will return it back to you. So it was done in that way, and the masjid was constructed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he himself participated in constructing the masjid. So my brothers, the masjid is a place which is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the marketplace is the place which is detested by Allah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions in a hadith that the most beloved, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most beloved place on the surface of the world are the masajid, and the most detested of places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the marketplaces. Imam Muslim has narrated this hadith, and Ibn Hibban, he has also narrated this hadith. So what is the explanation of this hadith? The masajid are the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is remembered in the masjid abundantly. That is the main thing. There is a place where people, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Vice versa, in the marketplace is generally places where we become forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And جب مارکیٹ میں جاتے ہیں تو اللہ کو بھول جاتے ہیں. دا آبجیکٹس آف دا مارکیٹ آر ان فرنٹ آف اس, وی ڈونٹ ریمبر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, اینڈ وی بیکم نیگلیجنٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. سو دیٹ از وائی دا مسجد از دا موسٹ بلوڈ پلیس ان دا آئیز آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, اینڈ دا مارکیٹ پلیسز دے آر دا موسٹ ڈیٹیسٹڈ پلیسز ان دا آئیز آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. In another hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that sab'atun yuzillihim Allahu yawm al-qiyamah, that there are seven on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shed his shade when the sun will be at the distance of 1 mile. And it will be so hot that the people will be sweating in their, will be floating in their sweat. But there will be seven types of people who will get the place in the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Youth. Number one is Imamun Adil, a just ruler. Washabun Nasha'a fi ibadatillah, and a young boy who started his youth age in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in connecting himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person whose heart is attached with the masajid. So that is the importance of the masjid. Whenever he leaves the masjid, he doesn't feel peace in his heart until he returns back to the masjid. And وَتَحَبَّ فِي اللَّهِ اِسْتَمَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Two Muslim brothers, they meet together just for the sake of the religion. And then when they depart for the sake of the religion, and they come back, they meet other, not for any type of business. And a woman who is very beautiful, and she is in a good status, a good position, and she wants someone to engage with her in haram. And she says, فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I cannot do that. And a person who gives charity with his right hand, and he doesn't mention it to anyone, and he doesn't let his left hand know what he has given with his right hand. Sadaqatun wa khafa hatta la ta'lamu shimaluhu ma yunfiqu yamin. So these are the types of people who will get the place in the shade of the throne when the sun will be above the head on the day of judgment. And one of them is the person whose heart is attached with the masjid. So masjid is a place where we come for ibadah. We don't come here to talk. We don't come here to meet our friends. It is a source to meet our friends. We will meet them. But not in the place where the ibadah is carried out. That is why the other hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates that the angels pray for the one. The angels pray for the one who sits in his place of salah, like you are sitting now. So the angels are praying because you are listening to the khutbah. As long as he does not break his wuzu. So it is very important to sit in the masjid with wuzu. That is very important. Sometimes naturally a person, he breaks wuzu and then he sees in the clock still these 30 minutes for the salat. So I will go later on. I'll make wuzu. No, he should go as soon as he breaks the wuzu and then return back so that the angels can carry on praying for him. And what does the angel say? Oh Allah, forgive him. Allahumma kfirhu. Oh Allah, have mercy on him. Allahumma rahamhu. The angels are frequently making dua. Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, both of them has narrated this hadith. So how blessed it is for the person who sits in the masjid in the company of the angels. See, the angels are surrounded. They are in the masjid. We don't see them. Because this is a blessed place. And this is a place where you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. وَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masjid is the house of every pious person. Masjid is the house for every pious person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted comfort and mercy for whom the masjid is his house. Yani masjid ko apna ghar bana lo. This would be one of your house. And that they will easily cross the bridge to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, straight direct to paradise. Hilyatul Awliya, Imam Tabrani also, Musnad al-Bazzar, these three people have quoted this hadith. So the word bayt is mentioned in the hadith. Bayt in Arabic means house. Because a person spends majority of his time at home. It is as if the hadith refers to those people who make the masjid their home by spending a large portion of their time therein. To masjid ke andar ek kamra bana lena chahiye, ek jagah bana leni chahiye, where you do your nawafil. Sometimes make a habit to go to your house and do the sunnah. As soon as the imam finishes the first, go home and do the sunnah. So you will be practicing one sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he leaded the prayer, he straight away went in his house, which was next attached to the Masjid Nabawi. It was later when the house came inside the masjid. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was alive, the house was outside the masjid. But it was attached to the masjid. Then the necessity came. So in the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, the mosque was extended. And the Hujra Mubarak, it came in the masjid. For such a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to grant them comfort and mercy both in this world and in the hereafter, and will enable them to cross the bridge to the pleasure of Allah in Jannah, which is called Pul Sirat. It's a long bridge. It will take 1500 years to cross. Sharper than the blade, thinner than the hair. Underneath will be the Jahannam, and each of us will have to cross that bridge. So, if we make our house the masjid and spend more time in the masjid, then this will be granted to us on the day of judgment. The hadith indicates, like many others, that those who are attached to the masjid are those who are more Allah conscious, because remaining in the masjid helps a person to avoid number one, sins. Jab tak masjid mein rahega to guna to nahi hoga, lekin fir masjid mein aake guna na kare. When you enter the masjid, don't do the guna. You break the etiquettes of the masjid. You talk loudly in the masjid. Because remaining in the masjid helps a person to avoid the sins, especially as the person is in the company of the angels and other people who are sitting with you. You don't know them. Dari hai, topi hai, gareeb jaise lag rahe hain, lekin Allah wale hote hain. You get the company of those people in the masjid. Awliya Allah hote hain masjid ke andar. We cannot recognize who is the wali of Allah. But the rahmat is descending because of that person on that spot. So stay in their company. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who assemble in a house among the houses of Allah, which is the masjid, to recite the book of Allah, Quran padhne ke liye, and to learn and teach it, ya sikhane ke liye, sikhne ke liye, tranquility descends upon them. Sukoon upar se nazil hota hai. His mercy is coming, descending. And the mercy enshrouds them. Usko ghel leti hai. Sakina usko ghel leti hai. Enshrouds them. And the angels, they surround those people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them in the presence of those near him. Sahih Muslim, Imam Muslim has narrated. I've compiled many hadiths, there are 40 hadiths, but there is no time to go over them. Okay. Abu Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that if you see a man committed to the masjid, a man is coming regular to the masjid, he's committed himself, I have to do this, like you commit yourself to your work, he has committed to the masjid, bear witness to his iman. Yet aap gawah ban jao, he has got iman, the one who is attached with the masjid. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the masajid are only occupied by those who have iman in Allah. Who will come to the masjid? The people of iman. And they have on iman on the last day. Why do they come to the masjid? Because they know that I have to stand in front of Allah on the day of judgment. See, the salah itself is not easy to do. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِينَ. It will never be easy for every of us until the khushu, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our heart. Now how to adopt this khushu? See, this is the principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He wants us to do something, He shows us the way to do it. So he says, who are the people of khushu? Alladina yazunnuna annahum mulaku rabbihim wa annahum ilayhi rajun. Those who will build this faith in their heart that I have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have to reply for everything I do in this world. So now for them, salat will be easy. So Allah has shown the way. Allah says, fear Allah, ittaqullah. Oh Allah, how shall I adopt the taqwa? وَكُنُوا مَأَ السَّادِقِينَ. He showed the way. What did he say? Stay with the people who are truthful. If you stay with the people who are truthful, you will start adopting taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the qualities of jannat in the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. Those who say رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ and then they stay steadfast, then there are some ni'mats Allah will give them about the Jannah. So Allah, how can I achieve this Jannah? What did Allah say straight away? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. The best way is to give da'wat to the people. And then وَأَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ. You should practice yourself. As Allah says in another verse, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why you are saying the things which you yourself is not practicing. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And then after giving the da'wat, after practicing yourself, in the end, you must have ikhlas. Any amal which is not done with ikhlas will not help you. On the day of judgment, three people will be summoned. One is the alim, one is the rich person, one is the mujahid. But there was no ikhlas in all three of them. So Allah will throw them in the fire of hell. So he has got iman on the day of judgment. And then he establishes salah. He performs salah 5 times a day, not only on a Friday. He's not a Muslim of Jummah. And some are Muslims of Eid. So Eid ki din namaz padte. And some do the salat without the wuzu is established properly. This is the most important part. The wuzu should be done according the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot make a judgment ourselves by reading something on the internet. The fuqaha are there. The muftiyane kiram are there. Go to them, ask them mas'ala. Why? Miftahu salah at-tahara. That is the key. You can't enter the house without the key, my brothers. If the wudu is not proper, salah will not be valid. It will be void. So they establish salah properly. And what is the meaning of establish salah? It's not the actions we do in the salah. From the beginning of salah. And what is the beginning? Wudu. And then they give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, helping, there are some ahadith on helping to build the masjid. So, I'll just mention one hadith. Whoever builds a masjid for Allah, like we have start constructing this masjid which is halfway, still halfway we are away from it. Though it be the size of the ground nest of a sand grouse bird, it is a bird which you find in the Arabian Peninsula. It's called sand grouse bird. Allah will build for him a house in paradise. That is the virtue of building a mosque. And the other hadith says that after the believer dies, Musalman ki maut ho gayi, and he is in his grave, he is placed in the grave. The reward for 7 types of good actions continue flowing for him after the death. And what is number one? Knowledge that he taught and spread. Like what I'm teaching here, Mufti Sahib is teaching, the other scholars are teaching. Yeah, so that will benefit after the death. A river he caused to flow. The river was needed somewhere. He constructed the river. A water well he dug. A kuwaan ki zarurat thi, paani ki zarurat thi. Apna kuwaan khuda diya, apki maut aa gayi. Sawab jari hai. A tree he planted from which the animals benefit, the humans they benefit. A traveler he sits in the shade of the tree. Or a bird eats the fruit of the tree. Or the humans they consume the fruit of the tree. Until the tree is there, he will benefit. A masjid he built. That will benefit him. And a Quran he bequeathed. A Quran he placed in a masjid. Like people go to Makkah, Medina, mashallah, they buy 5 Qurans, 10 Qurans, they place it, they put it in the masjid. So that all the hajis who goes there, they read the Quran. But apart from Makkah and Medina, the masajid of the world where the need is there, we should also try to send the authentic books of our imams, Imam Bukhari's, Imam Muslim, and other our authentic scholars who have written the books. We should try to send those books in the masajid. So when the musallis, they come, they read those books. They will benefit from the knowledge. A pious child who will seek forgiveness for him after his death. So here the Prophet ﷺ is putting a condition, pious, waladun salih, iza da'ala, wa fil hadith, yad'ula. A pious child. Because Hindus have got children. Sikh community has got children. Christians have got children. Buddhists have got children. Children, everybody has it. The animals have got children. But here the Prophet ﷺ is putting a condition, not children, pious child. We should try to reform our children. I saw one small boy, he was making wuzu. And he did not wash his legs. I asked him, why you didn't wash it? He said, my dad taught me. Your dad taught you? He didn't teach you what are the farais of wuzu? So my brothers, the Muslim Ummah is being deceived by the network. There are so many articles on the internet, you cannot believe. There is a translation of Quran and one translation of Riyazus Salihin. I was going through it. A Yahudi has written it. A Jewish man has written it. And if you see the cover of that book, so beautiful, any Muslim will attempt to get it. But when you start reading that, what the Yahudi has done, part of this hadith is he has removed. And he's trying to deceive the Muslims. In the same way, there was a Quran, I was in Aldgate area, outside East London Masjid, and there was a van full of beautiful Quran translations. And he was giving free of charge. And the brothers who were distributing, they looked like genuine, very good Muslims with big beards. So I also took a copy. It was Ramadan. I brought it home. I put it on the shelf. One day I thought, let me look at the translation. I started looking at the translation. The first verse of the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, the first ruku of it, I detected 10 mistakes. That was myself who has got no knowledge, who detected 10 mistakes. So what about people of knowledge, when they will start to study that Quran, they will find a mistake in every word of the translation. So today, the Jewish who are the enemies of Muslims, they are trying to deceive the Muslims in many ways. I'll call Brother Yusuf to say a few words, please. We'll carry on, inshallah, later on.
لا إله إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm glad to see as many of you here. Usually we're expecting more to fill in. Inshallah, on Jummas, if those people who are coming late, they can come early and the Imam can do the first Jamaat. And we have to think of those people who are coming for the second Jamaat, and the Imam also is waiting. So, Jazakallah, we appreciate what you, mashallah, brothers are doing. Brothers, Maulana has been talking about masjid. First of all, we should all raise our hand, pray to Allah, thank Allah for giving us this masjid. This is not mine, it's not yours, it's our masjid, it belongs to Allah. But we are making our efforts to make it look beautiful, nice, and safe as well. But for that reason, if you all help us to keep the masjid as tidy, as quiet as possible. Not you, I'm just saying there are a few people, when they leave the masjid, they talk where the shoes are, and it disturbs people inside. But it's not you, brothers, only few people. And inshallah, the wuzu facilities is beautiful there. And what happened, the water splashed all over the flow, and some people go with their socks, of course, and the socks get wet, they come inside, and it may become napak, not clean. So I'm sorry I'm talking to you, but it's not you, brother. But if you can spread the news and keep our masjid as safe as always. You know, Maulana always mentioned that our next door masjid, mashallah, it was always quiet, not like Astaghfirullah, some other masjid. The people were making noise, but here also it's been the same, quiet, except one or two, mashallah, when they leave, they make a bit of noise. But it disturbs others. The masjid is a place of worship, and it belongs to you, brothers, as well. So if you find somebody making noise, just tap his shoulder, just say, brother, please be quiet. If you go in the wudu facilities, you find people splashing water and tissues. We can't waste. We can't afford to waste, because masjid, we need to have more funds to build the second floor and the basement. We can't afford. If we waste money, Allah will not be happy. So it's not, once again, may Allah forgive me. It's not, I need to talk because masjid, Maulana mentioned about masjid. So I'm just saying how our masjid is beautiful. And mashallah, people are talking about it. Before they used to say, it takes so long, but now, mashallah, and you, it's because of you, brothers, nobody else. You, all of us, but you mainly. If you don't come to masjid, what's the point having a beautiful masjid? It's because of you making sure you come to masjid early, listen to Maulana, and may Allah reward you for that. Please keep in mind that we should be quiet when we leave, and in the wudu facilities, if we can avoid throwing water, making, I mean, it doesn't take, at home we will not do it. At home when we do wudu, if we splash water, we will get told off. So here it's House of Allah, inshallah. I'm not here just to talk about what I'm talking. I'm here to say Jazakallah for helping Nurul Islam where we are. We wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for you, brothers and sisters. I can't forget the sisters. They've been helping us a lot, and we need to keep our place. Sometimes outsiders, non-Muslim, wish to come and visit the place. We have school now coming to visit our new masjid, and we want to make sure they see the beautiful place, the wudu facilities, dry and no paper all over the place. How can the caretaker, how much can the caretaker? We are grateful for our caretaker. They are human beings, same like us, but they clean as much as they can. When they finish clean, they come inside and doing other job, and we need to look after it, inshallah. Please, I ask you, I urge you, may Allah will reward you millions and millions of times for keeping our masjid quiet and clean. The wudu facility should be clean. That's how outsiders will see how Muslim we are clean always. Why do we take bath, clean ourselves on Jummah? We take bath every day, but every time, but Jummah, this is compulsory, clean ourselves, be in a nice environment. So please, I don't want to take more of your time. It's Salat time, Adhan will be given now. Anything that you feel we are not doing right, please do come and see us. Next door, we are still in the office. And believe me, things, there are a lot of things we need to do. And don't force us to say, oh, why didn't you do that? Because it takes time, brothers. Believe me, it's not as easy. Alhamdulillah, we are, once again, we are grateful to you all, to Allah first of all, and to you. You've been very good. And just remember, we've got second floor and basement to complete. And we need your support, your help, inshallah. As long as we keep the place quiet and clean, once you go downstairs, mashallah, you can meet your friends, greet your friends, shake hands, no problem. But up here, it disturbed the imam as well, and other musallis who are praying. So please, jazakallah for listening to me. I apologize. I didn't mean to say to you, to everyone, but people come late. And in fact, I will ask people, make sure every Friday, like you do, if others also come early. Imam has got a lot to do to advise us, so we can not only come for Salah and go, come and listen, inshallah. Those who can, I know many of you work, you don't have time, I'm not forcing you, but make sure you do come on time here on Fridays. Jazakallah khair, assalamu alaikum. Please forgive me, I've said something which I needed to say for a long time, just to keep our masjid as quiet as before and clean as before. And it's thanks to you. Without you, it wouldn't be the same. And please forgive us. There are times when the microphone or it's loud. We are trying to make sure it gets to the best, inshallah, for you. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana?
Sorry, I've taken a bit of time.
Oh. Yes, when I mention about the toilet, Maulana, just remind me that people use and abuse the tissues, and that drain get blocked. Brothers, can you imagine someone, even you, go in there and find this? What will you think? Please, but once again, you're looking after the masjid. So if you see anyone wasting tissues or water, please advise them. This is not right. They won't punch you. They will, believe me, they won't. They will listen, because we are Muslim. We are just one body. Why should they get upset? Inshallah.